100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
This is Dante Lee. And you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Hello, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and iTunes. This is Z, the SEO queen.
And Ernesto Comodo from 907K.
We want to invite you to attend the webinar series, How to Thrive and Grow in 2021. This workshop series is going to be awesome.
And for just $100, you'll get marketing strategy, website, SEO, and social media.
This is a steal, a great value for business owners of all sizes and types, whether you're B2B or B2C.
Yes, this is a great value. You get a domain name, hosting, website, SEO, and social media marketing.
Yes, this is a great value.
Where can you sign up for these workshops?
It's online and easy to register for. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com and you can sign up for all workshops or the ones that fit your schedule between now and February. Check it out now. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com. We can't wait to see you there.
This is David Spradley. And you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, 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 more credibility, more visibility, more profitability. The SEO Queen.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secrets of success in technology, music, and business. On Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes, Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music while learning the secrets to success in music, business, and technology. Please follow us online at ladyze.com and on all social networks at ladyze. That's ladyze.com and ladyz on all social networks. Please pull out your phones. If you're listening to this on your phone, just hop on over to Instagram and follow me at Lady Z. If you're listening on the Bashani app, you can still listen as you switch over and follow me. Please smash that follow button. So my next guest is a tax consultant with over 30 years of tax experience, including individual taxation, business taxation, and audit services. She is a member and colleague of mine in the Los Angeles South Chamber. And without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others, none other than Ms. Terry Larry. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm so glad you were able to join me this afternoon for an episode of the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. So my first question to you is, what made you go into accounting? Like, what drew you to numbers?
Actually, I wasn't a number person. Originally, I just wanted to be a housewife and have like 5 or 6 kids. But I went to college because, you know, my parents forced me to. And I majored in business. I had one professor who was generally under the impression that most women cannot make it at a CPA firm or get licensed as a CPA. So I kind of took that on as a challenge and graduated with distinction from Long Beach State in accounting.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Long Beach State is like right down the street from where I live, not too far.
Yeah.
I have friends who's on the faculty there. So awesome. Awesome. So what a story. So you were challenged, you're a Black woman in higher education, going after your degree, and a college professor is like, challenge. You can't do
And definitely, probably a little bit more because I was a Black woman. You know, I would get called into offices because I had a pretty high GPA. And I remember being called into an office once, and the professor kind of questioned me about why I was doing so well in this class. So, you know, that was, you know, over 30 years ago. So,
wow.
Things have changed.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Hopefully.
Hopefully they'll change more.
Right.
Yeah, so my next question to you is, what made you take the plunge into entrepreneurship?
Well, at first I did not start in entrepreneurship. Originally, and this is in order to get your CPA, and this was way back then again, you have to work for a public accounting firm. So I went to work for the largest accounting firm in the world at that time.
Was it PricewaterhouseCoopers?
It was Arthur Andersen.
Arthur Andersen. That was down the list. Okay.
Yeah, Arthur Andersen, which, you know, no longer exists because of Enron. So I started there, passed the CPA exam.
Wait a second. You can't just drop Enron and gloss over that.
So, yeah.
I actually got recruited by Enron, but I was so turned off by all the money they spent on recruiting. I was like, how are they making money? I didn't trust that because they were spending too much money to their potential employees.
Right. And Enron, I had left Arthur Andersen way before Enron occurred, but there were ways that you could use off balance sheet financing.
Uh-huh.
And so when you presented your balance sheet, it looked like everything was great. But in the meantime, you had a lot of liabilities that were not recorded on the balance sheet. And so eventually everything just caught up and mm-hmm. Enron went under, Arthur Andersen went under. And I guess at least a little bit nowadays, they're watching these accounting firms a bit more. But I have to say, even in my consulting work, when I review their work, a lot of it still is not right. So, I mean, no one's perfect. Yeah.
Wow, that's a whole nother topic that we may circle back to. But I want to get a good understanding of your career because it's not every day that you meet a CPA, a Black woman CPA.
Yeah, and I think less than 6% of CPAs are Black. And I really don't know the number for women. but there are not a whole lot of Black CPAs. So, you know, I started my career with Arthur Anderson and stayed there for about 5 years. And then I had my little bundle of joy and wasn't willing to work 24/7 anymore. So I left and went to corporate America. I've worked for companies such as Hughes Electronics before it split off and went to, you know, aerospace versus DirecTV. I've worked for IBM. I've worked for Fox Entertainment. And those were my employee type jobs.
Right.
And I did learn a lot working as an employee at these large companies. And now that's how I'm able to share what I've learned with the small businesses that I work with.
Right.
Because sometimes, you know, these large corporations have the same issues as small corporations.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a great segue to my next question. What advice would you have for, you know, a young person or just anybody who's working, you know, for in a corporation that desires to make a transition into entrepreneurship?
Well, it took a while for me to make that transition. I waited until my son had graduated from college to make the transition because corporate pays very well. So it paid for my son's, you know, college fees and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So after that was done, I felt a little bit more free. And so I started doing corporate consulting where I still was learning a lot and I was getting paid more. So I would say definitely have a plan. Know exactly what you want to do. I've always done taxes, so that was pretty easy for me. So I just went on and continued doing taxes. And you know, taxes will always be around, so.
Yes, they will.
So there always will be a need for tax people.
Absolutely. So when did you launch your tax consultancy that you currently have now?
I've been doing it really all along. Even though I worked in corporate, I've always had a small side practice.
Okay, so you always had business owners and individuals who are like, Terry, can you help me file?
Right, okay. Right. Sometimes it gets to the point where people are like, well, can you help me register my business? It's like, no, I'm not an attorney. I'm just an accountant. So I could tell you the tax ramifications, but I really cannot register your business and do all of that.
Okay.
I could tell you that it should be done. And you know, you just need to get it done.
So for business owners who are LLCs or sole proprietorship or a S-Corp, C-Corp, B-Corp, what changes have you seen? I mean, this has been like a roller coaster of a year. And besides April 15th date being moved to July, like what other changes have you seen happen in the tax code this year?
Well, most of the tax changes really came into play before the coronavirus. So there were a lot of changes. I think it was 2017, 2018. And I guess the extensions have been a result of the coronavirus and also the different types of loans that you can get and whether or not you have to repay them based on, you know, your activities. So the tax code hasn't really changed that much. Mm-hmm. It's just been extended.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So there's been more grace going on. So
yeah.
My next question to you is, you know, say, you know, our listeners are, you know, new business owners and they're, you know, mulling over LLC versus sole proprietorship versus S-Corp. What advice do you have for them?
Well, first, I would tell them to speak to either a CPA or a tax preparer, because depending on what your business is, you may not be able to elect some form of business. Like, as a CPA, I cannot be an LLC. I can be a sole proprietorship, or I could be an LLP, which is a limited liability partnership, if, you know, I had other partners involved with me. Mm-hmm. So definitely talk to your CPA or a tax preparer about that, because there's also other services where you cannot just be a CPA. I mean, I'm sorry, LLP. Yes. Doctors, attorneys, a lot of service people cannot be LLCs. So then you move on to the different types. You can organize as an LLC, and you'll have flow through treatment through your return if you're just one person. So if you're a single member LLC, everything will flow through your return onto your Schedule C, and you'll report it on your Form 1040. Mm-hmm. Now, if you register as an LLC and you have like two members, you're automatically treated for tax purposes as a partnership. So you'll be like an LLC partnership, and you'll file a Form 1065 where your income will flow through to each of the partners. Mm-hmm. But you don't necessarily have to be a partnership. The partnership, when there's two or more members of an LLC, is like a default. You can file another form, it's called an 8832, and you can elect to be treated as a corporation. So with the LLC, you can elect to be treated as a partnership or a corporation.
Oh, wow. So that's some really helpful information. I had no mm-hmm. idea that there are certain types of companies that can't even be certain structures.
So right.
That's absolutely right. Awesome. So my company is an S Corp, and I mm-hmm. own all the shares. So, yeah.
And you made the proper S Corp election. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you cannot just say you're an S Corp and be an S Corp. You have to file a certain form with the IRS, and they'll send you something.
Yeah, back. I did all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did all of that.
Because some people don't realize that you have to file a form and be approved by the IRS. So, you know, I'm working with a client now who didn't know that and thought that she could just be an S Corp because she wanted to be one. But no,
I got all the paperwork.
Okay.
And official shares and everything.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have all that work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the EIN and all that good stuff.
Okay. But specifically, you have to be approved. Mm-hmm. And I think the form is either 2553 or 2533 mm-hmm. that you send to the IRS to get the approval. And then they'll say send you something back saying, yes, you've been approved as a S-Corp.
Yeah, so that's some really helpful information. Yeah, so.
Well, mine is 32 and gone, so.
32 and gone.
Yeah, he has his own place. He's doing quite well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So my next question to you is, it's like, what advice would you give to business owners to successfully, you know, mitigate their tax exposure and avoid penalties and the like?
I would say just follow all the licensing rules first. Whatever state you incorporate in, you could incorporate, a lot of companies incorporate in Delaware because it's easy. But even though you incorporate in Delaware, if you're doing business in California, you have to pay the California minimum fee, which is $800. Follow all your registration requirements. Set up your corporation. Make sure you file all your taxes And these taxes could apply in whatever form of business you're doing, like sales tax, property tax, payroll taxes, these taxes, self-employment taxes, except for a C corporation. All of these taxes you should make sure you pay. Otherwise, the IRS could come in and say, well, you know, you filed this form, but you didn't pay all of these other taxes you were supposed to pay. So again, just keep track of all the taxes and your registrations.
That's awesome. You're giving a lot of golden nuggets out here to keep people out
of trouble with the IRS.
That's awesome.
So and for state, because state has their issues too, especially California.
Right. Absolutely. So what other thoughts do you have to share with people about taxes and just, you know, being prepared and a good steward of, you know, their business?
Well, again, talk with someone who can get an idea of, you know, your business purpose, what you want to do, because there are several formations that can be made. You could be a sole proprietorship, which is kind of risky because you have no liability. You have unlimited liability as a sole proprietorship. You could have a general partnership if you have two or more people. There's still some liability. The general partners have liability. So you want to be aware of that. There's a limited partnership where there has to be at least one general partner who has the liability. But the limited partners really generally don't have liability except to their initial investments. There's a limited liability partnership, which a lot of service companies use, like accountants and lawyers, just service people. And I don't think just anyone can have a limited liability partnership. You have to have a certain service industry. Then there's the corporation, which, you know, is a separate legal entity and it's taxed separately. So if you have a 1040 and you have a corporation, you're going to be taxed on your individual stuff, and then you're going to be taxed at the corporate level. And then if the corporation distributes dividends, you're going to be taxed again on that corporate income. So you can be taxed twice if you're you choose the corporate entity, but it works for a lot of people. Then there's the S corp. The S corps have a lot of benefits in that you could set up a lot of different plans to help yourself as an individual. You could set up retirement plans, plans for your workers if you have any. But be careful if you're working as an employee of your own limited liability company. As your own S corp, you may have to pay yourself a salary and be subject to earnings on self-employment. And what that is just similar to paying Social Security taxes, but you're paying them yourself. The whole amount of Social Security, you're paying them yourself. And then last but not least is a limited liability company where you do have the limited liability, but it's not open to all professions.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of helpful information. So how can people get in contact with you? And are you only limited to working with people in California? How does your CPA licensing work?
I'm licensed in as a CPA in California, mm-hmm. which is probably the most difficult state to get a license in. I can work with... I prepare returns, well, mainly corporate returns, in all 50 states. And I would have to check the rules for preparing individual returns because most of my clients live in California. So I would have to check that information about, individuals filing someplace else.
Okay. Well, would you like to give a shout out to anyone before we go?
I'll shout out to me. If you want to reach me, my number is area code 323-828-5291. Or you can reach me at terrylarry07@gmail.com.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today, Terry Larry, who has over 30 years experience as a CPA, you guys. So she has a lot of great and helpful information. You've been listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music while exploring the secrets to success in music business and technology. Thank you so much for listening to us. We're on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything. Thank you so much. And until
next
time.
The SEO queen, the SEO queen, more credibility. The SEO queen, more visibility. The SEO queen, more profitability. The SEO queen, 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 more credibility, more visibility, more profitability, the SEO queen.
100%. 100%. 100% black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest. The hottest independent network in the world. Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.